Seemingly, there is a feud among the members of the MK party, those who are in the legislature. This follows after the reports emerged that police in Mpumalanga were looking into Meriphadi, the leader of the MK party in the province. She is alleged to have hired hitmen to kill her provincial rivalry in the organization, also known as Ubabu Mdluli. Let's try and unpack that with the spokesperson of the party, Oprah Mtweni. He joins us in conversation and just maybe giving us the latest of what's really transpiring within the party. Babu Mtweni, good evening.
Evening, Musa. How are you?
I'm very well, Pa. How are you?
Good. Greetings to the listeners at home.
How true are these allegations, and why would the leader want to kill a fellow member whom she serves with in the legislature? What's going on?
No, look, Musa, these are serious allegations. But above all, as Mkhonto says, we were very much surprised visiting or seeing these issues through the media. In particular, yesterday you saw that in the Sunday World, or like it mentioned, number of newspapers. But as MK in the province, the coordinator or the secretary of the province of MK Mkhonto we-Sizwe Party has not received any documentation or any letter that comes from the complainant or members of MK that they are being threatened within the party and threatened by the convener, if I may put it. So now it is very quite difficult for us to be in the space of responding to such matters, because as the leadership of the province, we haven't received any complaint. But the only interaction that we have received, it was an interaction of the convener indicating that there are police that called, there's a police officer that has called. She's supposed to visit or interact or submit a statement to the police station. After that, when we interact with the convener or Comrade Meriphadi, she indicated that this is basically personal, and can we allow her to address this matter personally, so because it's a personal matter. Up until this far, we've tried to reach out to Comrade Mdluli. It was with no luck. We couldn't get hold of him as a province. So that's where we're sitting at this point in time. But one thing that we know that is that MK is there to make sure that every member of Mkhonto we-Sizwe remains safe. Every person that is a leader in Mkhonto we-Sizwe get treated and respected correctly.
Yeah,
this is what we are promoting.
Yeah, I've made means to try and get Ubabu Mdluli, and he's agreed to talk to us tomorrow on the show. That's among the many other things. But there is somewhat of a view that Umamere, she's doing things as she wishes. She doesn't consult the caucus. I mean, even the caucus itself is divided. I'm told that there are five who are on the side of Ubabu Mdluli, and then there's another four who are in the side of Umamere. How true that is? And when last has the caucus met, all nine members in the legislature sat together and decided and caucused on issues that they need to debate and, you know, present within the legislature?
No, look, Musa, where I'm seated here, I won't be able to respond on the legislative matters. But
sure.
I think your call was basically on the allegations of plotting of someone killing someone.
Sure.
So now if they divide, if I'm raising a very, very genuine point of the plotting of the killing, let me speak about the plotting of the killing. I must not bring the
other
issue
issues
of the legislative. Legislative issues belongs to the MK. It is only MK that will deal with such issue.
Yeah.
Where we are seated as MK, we are fine, solid, and above all, we respect voters of Mkhonto we-Sizwe Party, in Mpumalanga in particular. So the issue of who is doing what, is I think it's not a matter that one can discuss it now. And above all, let's deal with the allegations that are there. As
okay.
I'm saying, as MK Party,
yeah.
where we are seated, we have not received any. Even the national, the NIC has not received the letter. We had a meeting yesterday, and we are from the meeting. We consulted branches.
Sure.
We consulted regional leaders today afternoon. We have a solid move in terms of where we are going. What is it that we want as MK Party?
Yeah. Okay. So if we're sticking to the allegations, what about the voice note? Apparently there is a voice note, and it was also collaborated by somebody who used to work closely to Mamira. Apparently Mamira said it in front of that person or in the presence of that person. Have you then somewhat went into lens of verifying if indeed that particular voice note does exist, where in my understanding is that she could have been recorded saying this thing?
No, basically what can tell, it is not a voice note, Musa, it is a recording. While we are in a sitting, we are recording everything there. It is a recording, not a voice note per se.
Okay.
It is a recording that was made, and obviously the person that made that recording, maybe the person was making that recording to advance his own understanding.
Sure.
But where I'm seated, I will just say, can we allow the law to take its course? Because the thing that I know, if someone threatens you, intimidate you, Musa,
yeah.
to kill you, definitely when you're taking that to the law approach, obviously we should allow the law to take its course. And I believe, let us just give it to the rest. Let us just allow it to rest for now, because it is now in the hands of the police. Before we indulge fast and indulge more, while we are not given a space to do so.
No. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's my submission.
I appreciate that. But what has been the response of Mamira amid all these allegations that she is somewhat cooking up a plan, hiring, assassinators to kill someone? What is she saying amid all of this?
I believe I cannot respond on her behalf.
Sure.
And I know I cannot respond on her behalf. But one can tell, because I know I have listened to that recording. It doesn't speak about any killing. It doesn't say anything about any killing. It was just a thing that was speaking about the disruption of the swearing in of members. If you want me to divulge more, it was speaking about the swearing in of members. We know for the fact that there were people that were planned to destabilize people that were going to swear in that particular day on the 14th of June 2024. There were people that were going to swear in. There were other people that were not happy about the people that are going to swear in.
Yeah.
So that's why others plan to disrupt those people. They didn't want them to swear in.
Now,
basically, that is it. The voice notes speak about that thing there.
Okay.
Yes. Not
if
the killing of anyone, whoever.
Okay. So if the voice note primarily speaks about members not wanting others to be sworn in, but that thing was known before the elections, in fact. Before the day of the elections, the 29th of May, I myself had already seen the list, and I knew who was going to the legislature on behalf of MK Party. In fact, looking at the numbers now, they stand as they are. I mean, Mamira is still number one. You have nine seats. Subsequently, nine people went into the legislature, and the list goes accordingly.
Yes.
Why is that an issue?
Yes. No, Musa, leaders come and go within any organization. And above all, we have our own preference. I can have my own preference as Aubrey, prefer someone better, but you can find that you yourself prefer someone better. But above all, this is a new organization, basically still growing. It must equally serve people of Mpumalanga, making sure that we make our own people very proud. The situation that they're living under in Mpumalanga, I
sure,
so,
I agree. Yeah.
Matters of any political parties there will be those who prefer the other one better than the other one. So it is well said that the views or changing of list, it will take at least 12 months. That's where we'll be able to come back and interpret the list the way we think it can help us.
Yeah.
At this point in time, as MK, we are very fine and solid with the list that is there.
Sure.
We are fine with the leaders as they appear in the gazetted list from the IEC.
Yeah.
We believe they are going to carry out the mandate that our people said they must carry.
Okay. Before I let you go, there is also a view that Umam Meri might have wanted to change the list prior to those members being sworn in. How true that is?
I'm saying, Musa, basically what you said, the list it only accommodates seven people from Kangala Richie. That's where it was a mistake. It accommodates seven people from Kangala Richie. And remember, we are having Sanzeni, we are having Kersibande. There's no one that is serving on behalf of Kersibande.
Sure.
It was perspective. It was dealt with in the provincial executive committee.
Yeah.
So at least if we are being allowed by IEC to make crop and changes,
yeah,
let us accommodate Kersibande. Unfortunately, we should be giving IEC time up until 12 months comes. That's where changes can be made. But if commanders that are deployed are doing what they expected to do, definitely they are making our people happy. Things will continue as they are.
I see. Babu Mtweni, let's park it here for this evening. I really want to thank you so much for having come and maybe clarify the issues. And we'll conversate.
Thank you very much, Musa. Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. That's Oprim 20, spokesperson of the MK party in the province.